Now, most of the water that we use comes from reservoirs, and these artificial lakes are often created by damming a river. Once a large enough body of water has accumulated, you can tap it off, purify it, and send it out to people's homes, or you can release it back through the dam through turbines to generate hydroelectric power. Simple as this sounds, though, there are environmental consequences, including an effect on the local weather. Dr. Faisal Hossain is from the Tennessee Technological University, and he joins us on the line now. Hello, Faisal.
Hello, Ben. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. How many dams are there in the world? Do we actually know?
Getting a precise number is tough, but large dams, which are defined by the International Commission of Large Dams as more than 15 meters in height, there are probably about more than 100,000 of these around the world. And approximately, small and large, we might have about 1 million dams.
Right. 1 million dams sounds like an enormous amount. How long have they been around?
Most of them were built in the early 19th century, all the way up to, I think, right after the Second World War. And then in the 60s, I think, the environmental issues of it caught up, and most of them were built. So it stopped right around that time. So typical age is probably a few decades, maybe 2 to 3 decades or more.
That seems like fairly old for something that we rely on quite so much. Were they built to last?
Dams are generally built to last, you could say, almost forever. Or if they're properly maintained and operated, you should be able to use the dam for what it was built for as long as you want. But there are issues with the dams, like it gets filled up with sedimentation and silt. And sometimes, you know, dredging up the dam and all that gets a little hard, and it makes more sense not to use the dam or decommission or remove the dam from the river.
I'd imagine removing a dam is quite an engineering task as well.
Yes, it is. It's still not a very well understood discipline. It's just coming up because now we have to worry about what we're going to do with some of these dams that we built, and we really didn't think about what we're going to do in the first place when we built them, if they were not to last forever.
We can see fairly obviously that dams change the river flow in any particular river that they're put in, but what influence do they have on the local weather?
The first thing is, it's a dam, it impounds a river and it creates an open body of water, which is an artificial reservoir or a lake. And that itself, being exposed to the sky and the sun, it creates a huge source for moisture in the air. That, as a quantity, may not be much, but if you factor in the other applications for which the dam is being built, in particular, like, say, irrigation, which, you know, you're drawing the water from the dam, the reservoir, and then you're irrigating thousands and thousands of square miles or kilometers, and you're adding actually a tremendous amount of water vapor to the air. Thereby, you can actually change a lot of the dynamics of how the rainfall used to form in the pre-dam era. You can drastically change it to have perhaps more rainfall and much more heavier rainfall than normal.
So it's not just the building of the dam itself, but it's what you then go on to use the water for.
Yes. If you just look into the dam itself, that won't be much. You have to look into the changes in the landscape and the land use that it triggers. And most dams do, because a dam will typically make a region downstream safer from floods. So there's more urbanization, which again has impact on the weather. Then you can have more irrigation, more recreational issues. So you do change the landscape in a fairly drastic way, systematically. It doesn't happen overnight, but it happens on a scale of a few decades. And that, in turn, will lead to some significant changes in the local climate, depending on what kind of climate zone it is in.
This all seems very logical, that when you bung up a load of water and spread it out around the land, that you're going to end up with changes in the weather. But do we have any actual evidence that this is happening?
Actually, we do, because there were a lot of studies done by some of my colleagues that we're trying to work with now at University of Colorado, Dr. Roger Pielke, who's an expert on climate. And he and his colleagues have shown that actually irrigation, and particularly if you have a very heterogeneous landscape, you can actually increase the thunderstorm activity. In other words, you can make the thunderstorms more frequent and you can make them much more heavier. So those short bursts of cloud water pouring in, you can make them much more extreme. So those studies have been there, but the connection to the dam and the reservoir as a triggering mechanism hasn't really been looked into from an engineering perspective.
And thinking of the engineering perspective, if building a dam does cause an increase in local rainfall, does this mean that actually the dams themselves have been designed for less water flow than we now get?
That is a possibility. Of course, the impact that a reservoir with its land use change creates is not uniform or consistent throughout the world. It's usually you might see most of the impact in arid and semi-arid regions, as we are seeing in our research. And if they do change a lot of the rainfall patterns, and if you end up seeing more rainfall than normal for which was designed, yes, that together with the compounding problem of, you know, increasing sedimentation or loss of storage can make the situation a little worse. In other words, you'll have more water coming in from upstream, but then every year you're losing a lot of storage in the dam, so it means you're actually having to keep the gates open more than what was designed for. So that is always a possibility.
Does that in turn mitigate some of the beneficial effects that you get, such as reducing flood risk? If actually you're keeping the gates open a large proportion of the time anyway, do you still get the floods that you would have got before the dam downstream?
I think it still does mitigate the big floods. Like, I'm a civil engineer by training, and by nature of my training, I am very much a pro-dam person. But as engineers, when we built the dams, we always treated all these design parameters for which we built the dam as static, as in, you know, it's going to be the same 100 years down the road or 500 years down the road. But we never considered that the very structure that we're building and the applications that they're serving might itself compromise the design parameters. So yes, it may not be as successful or as effective as it was before for flood control, but it will still have some value. I think the key thing is to understand for which regions and what type of dams and land use these will be an issue, and kind of to modify our practice of operating the dams that's much more, you know, climate friendly and much more sustainable in the 21st century.
With a better knowledge of the impact of building a dam, are we now in a position where we can predict a bit better what would happen if we were to build a dam or if we were to decommission one? And what sort of predictions could we actually make?
Actually, we are independently. The impact of human activities on the local weather has been going on since a few decades. So there's a rich body of research that's been done. You know, people have looked into how urbanization affects local weather, how irrigation does, how other types of land use change impacts, especially the rainfall. So I think we're at a very, we're poised at a very interesting time where we can connect all this to the dam building practices. And we've got excellent computer models that can actually predict the 50 or 100-year scenarios into the future of how the local weather might change. And I think this is what the civil engineering profession has to embrace to be able to, I think, do much better life cycle analysis, like throughout the entire lifespan, kind of predict the major extreme conditions and kind of plan for it in the design itself.
Well, I think that sounds like a very promising future for the future of dam design and dam building. That was Dr. Faisal Hussain. He's a researcher at Tennessee Technological University, where he's been looking at how dams alter the local weather. If you've got any questions for him, then do get in touch. Helen?
Yes, you can get in touch. If you'd like to Twitter us, it's at Naked Scientists, or you can send us an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.